All the children here, all of you are here at the school to learn, is it not? It's obvious. What's the most important subject? Who can say? What's the most important thing you can learn? Okay, let's give another question. Why are you learning? Why are you learning? You could be playing. Why do you, instead of playing, why do you come to school to learn? Any suggestions? No one knows? You don't know why you're here. Anyone, any of the teachers like to give the answer? Why should the children learn? Anyone? Our principal would like to tell us. Someone should know. To be a good person in this world. Okay. That's a very good answer, but if all the students come out and they're good, but they don't have any knowledge of how to operate in the world, if they don't learn science and English and Tamil and all these things, will the school be complete? What are the subjects here? Agri, English, music, history, dance. I see some of the subjects are written up. Maths, I see written. Religion is in the center. Tamil, yeah, okay. So they have to learn all these things, is it not? So if you learn all these things but you're not good, that is not very good. We don't want to turn out monsters from the school. But if the principal of the school just teaches you how to be good, and then after 10 years in the school you don't know anything about maths, agri, Tamil, religion, and so on, I think that no one will be very satisfied with the principal. Anyone has a comment about that? You're studying in here for a better future, is it not? What do you think? The idea is that if you study well, you'll have a better future. So the idea of a better future is that you'll be able to survive in this world. So you can live in this world well, but however good your education is, there will come a time when you have to die. What happens after that? That should be the prime subject of education. If we learn to live well in this world, but we don't know what happens after death, then that is a very incomplete education. Yeah, much of science is a study of cause and effect, is it not? Cause and for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, we learn. Maybe the little children haven't learned this yet. The more senior students will learn this. It's supposed to be the second law of thermodynamics, so we're told. But even the little children, they start to learn there's cause and effect. Indirectly, they learn. If you're naughty, then you'll get punished, is it not? Is it? And if you behave well, then the teacher will be happy with you. Is it? Yeah. So there's cause and effect. So what happens after death depends on what we do in this life. That's why even more important than learning English and Tamil and all these subjects is to learn how to be good. These subjects are also required, but most important is to learn how to be good. What do we mean by good? Who can say what it means to be good? Any suggestions? You're all a little shy, is it? Anyone? All right, let me give some suggestions. To tell the truth, is that good? Is it always good? All right, let me tell you a story from Mahabharata. You've heard of Mahabharata? All right, this is a story told by Krishna. Krishna is Paripurna Parameshwar Bhagavan.
Krishna is Paripurna Parameshwar Bhagavan.
So he told a story that there was a man who had made a vow always to tell the truth. He had made a vow that whatever happens, I will never tell a lie. I'll always tell the truth. So this man lived at the edge of a village next to a forest. One day a man came running up in fear to his house. He said, I am a merchant, I'm carrying a lot of money and some thieves are chasing me. Where can I hide? So the truthful man told him, you just go inside the forest, you hide there. A few minutes later, a gang of thieves came running up. And they said, we are thieves. We're chasing a rich merchant who has a lot of money. Do you know where he is? And the man had a vow never to tell a lie, so he said, yes. So, where is he? He's hiding in the forest just there. So the thieves went and found the merchant, killed him and took the money. So the man, he kept his vow never to tell a lie throughout his life. And when he died, he went to hell. Because he, in that situation, even though he'd taken a vow never to tell a lie, he should have told a lie. By telling a lie, he would have done two things wrong. One thing is telling a lie is wrong. And another thing is to break his vow is wrong. Another thing is to not turn off your cell phone is wrong. But we won't send you to hell. But please turn it off anyway. It's yours on? You don't have one. But it's also a sin not to protect a person who requires protection. It's also a sin not to protect a person who requires protection. And it's also a sin to assist people who are sinful in their sinful activities. So, dharma, or what is right and what is wrong, what should be done and what should not be done, it's very subtle, ati sukshma, ati sukshamana. And even if you try to be good and right and do everything properly, still, you might, even without knowing it, do something wrong. So how can you always be right? Another example, you might try to always practice ahimsa. never to commit any violence to any living being. So, especially the Jains in India, they're very strong on this principle. Of course, they'll never eat any meat or fish or eggs. They even won't take anything which grows under the ground, like potatoes, because they think if you have to dig the earth, then you might harm some worm in the earth. And the Jain sadhus, when they walk on the road, they sweep it in front of them to get out of the way any ants, so they don't step on any ant. But by sweeping the ant, they might sweep it into the path of someone else who steps on it. So we should be good, yes. We should speak the truth. We should not be violent to others. Here's another example. Maybe sometimes violence is good. Just like when Duryodhana was born, Vidur, his uncle, advised Dhritarashtra, his father, kill him, kill your own child. Now that's not good, is it, to kill a child? What do you think, children? No, not good. But Vidur advised he should be killed, because if he's allowed to remain alive, he will be the cause of death of so many people. And it actually came to be. So, in this world, it's very difficult to understand always what it means to be good. The very nature of this world is that everything is contradictory. So how can we be good in the best possible way? That is described in Bhagavad Gita. You must have heard of Bhagavad Gita. You heard of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna instructing Arjuna. Arjuna wanted to be good. He was a very good man. He didn't want to fight. But Krishna told him to fight. So sometimes fighting is required. Just like if someone comes here to attack you, then adults, they should fight him, stop him. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches us how to be good in the best possible way. The essence of Krishna's teachings is that we should always remember him. And if we always remember him, then living in this world, even though we sometimes cannot avoid some bad situation, we will always remain pure. And if we always remember Krishna, then at the time of death, then we will not be born in this world again. Someone may try to be very good in this world, but we cannot avoid doing something bad. For instance, I may try to, by protecting someone who is being attacked by someone else, we may harm the person who's attacking them. So the way that we can be good in the best sense is if our consciousness is completely pure. That means if our consciousness is fixed on Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme pure. And if we remember Krishna, we go to Krishna. After death, we don't get born again. So, Tamil, English, music, etc., that education is required. More important is to know how to be good. But in this material world, there is no pure goodness. It's always mixed with some badness. Therefore, we should come to the spiritual platform of goodness, which means to always remember Krishna. The best way to remember Krishna is to chant his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very easy process and very purifying process. You can see that we are coming from the Western countries. In our culture is all bad things. Meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and especially prominent in the Western countries is illicit sex. That men, women, they mix up with no, there's no strictures, there's no control. You're just free, you can do whatever you like. So generally, in this part of the world, people think that the West is very civilized. So in terms of producing motor cars and space rockets and bombs and tanks and guns, computers and all this kind of thing, definitely the Western world is ahead. But in terms of actual human civilization, the West is nowhere. So we're coming from the Western countries, which culturally is very bad. But we, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we are now becoming purified by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So I request the teachers at this school to themselves understand what it really means to be good in the best possible way. And to teach that to the students, something else these students can do. They're young brains, fresh brains. They can learn all the verses of Bhagavad Gita. That will help you throughout your life in every situation. And if you don't understand this, then you are a fool. And that will be demonstrated in the drama which will come afterwards. So thank you very much for listening, and Hare Krishna to you. Hare Krishna. All right. And I leave you to that. You can ask, they don't seem to be a very bright group. In other schools, they respond when you do questions like that. Any question, please? In other schools? Oh, these are kids. Yeah. They're up to age about what, 15 here?
We are doing 17 above.
I see. So they're. All right. Hare Krishna.